Tá.
All right, good evening, everyone. If you didn't hear the little people up front here, they were welcoming you. Just like to take a minute. Would have been nice when the little ones up here, but everybody wants to wave to their parents, their family. Just do it now. Okay. A couple of Sundays ago, I asked the children why we celebrate Christmas. A youngster piped up because it is Jesus' birthday. So it was quite obvious. After a couple more questions, we established that Jesus was born to be our Savior. So that is why we as Christians celebrate. So why do we need a Savior? Well, in Romans 3, verse 23, it says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." So we don't meet God's standards. Then in Romans 6, verse 23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." So God gave us a way out. So how do we accept this gift? According to Romans 10, verse 9, it says that if thou shalt confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. We are being saved from the punishment in Romans 6, verse 23, which is death. Let's praise God for his great love and his mercy. So let us pray. Thank you, God, for bringing us here safely. And Lord, I pray you be with us here as we praise and worship your name. And Lord, if there's someone here that has not accepted Jesus as their Savior, I pray that you would knock on their heart. Lord, give us strength and courage to share your love and mercy with others. In Jesus' name, amen.
Long awaited, precious promise, Son of God and Son of Man. Heaven's glory in a manger has come to us in Bethlehem.
C is for the child born that night to be our light.
H is for holy, aka name.
R is for rejoice with gladness and joy.
I is for Emmanuel, God with us.
S is for the star that led the wise men to him.
T is for the truth and grace that was sent our way.
M is for Mother Mary laying him in swaddling clothes in the manger.
A is for angels singing songs of joy.
S is for salvation.
It seems like an ordinary night, but we've never seen stars shining so bright. There is something about the stars, even though it seems so far. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Behold, Jesus is born, glory to God in the highest. Behold, Jesus is born, glory to God forever.
Candy cane.
You get the candy cane, what do you see?
Stripes that are red like the bloodshed for me.
White for my silver hoofs and the sand pool.
J's for Jesus, my Lord, that's for sure.
Turn it around and the staff you will see.
Jesus, my shepherd is coming for me.
Thank you.
Luke 2, verse 1 to 7. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor over Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David.
To be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child, and so it was that while they were there and the days were accomplished, that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in the manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
At this time, once the kids start singing the next song, we'll ask the parents of class one to please pick up their children. And we'll be singing the First Noel, which is number 90 in the blue book, if for the congregation, if they want to join us.
'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through heaven's house the angels were stirring Jesus' birth to announce. The heavenly hosts were getting ready to sing in hope that their anthem would let true freedom ring.
The shepherds were keeping their sheep late that night while the provision from heaven hung just out of sight. Mary was weary from traveling all day while Joseph was searching for a place they could stay.
A decree came from Caesar, made travel a must. Mary's feet were now cold, tired, and covered in dust. Yet in her heart, she quietly remembered that the angel of the Lord said she was highly favored.
All Joseph could find was a room in a barn, but at least for the night, Mary's feet would be warm. The time of her delivery would be here soon, as the light of day gave way to the moon.
The Son of the Highest, he shall be called a horn of salvation given for all. He will sit on the throne of his father David, and one day all men will sing his praises. The mighty God and everlasting Father, whose government alone will rest on his shoulder. A wonderful counselor and the praise of peace, whose government in time will only increase.
The Spirit of the Lord will rest upon him. He is anointed to heal all who are broken. He will set at liberty them that are bruised, mistreated, and jailed, and by power abused.
The promised Messiah from a long time ago was now ready to be given to the world down below. The promise of his kingdom reigning on earth to govern our hearts and to show men their worth. The shepherds were resting the sheep silent that night, when an angel appeared and caused them great fright. "Fear not," said the angel. "I bring great tidings of great joy, which will be for all people, so all may rejoice."
Your Savior has been born in the city of David, which is Christ the Lord, who has come to save us. He will make all dark places lighted within, take away all guilt, and do away with all sin. "Peace on earth," the angel said. "All is well with mankind, for the Father has sent his gift right on time. His salvation and blessings the gift of forgiveness for all to enjoy, his salvation and blessings for you to employ."
You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes. His name will be Jesus, and he's God's love exposed. Then the angel was joined by the heavenly host, giving glory to God in the highest as together they rose.
The shepherds then exclaimed, as the angels have said, "God's forgiveness to all, and to all very good night."
Holy infant, so tender.
Luke 2, verse 8 to 14. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people.
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord, and this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
The herald angels. as a baby Jesus came. As a baby Jesus came from his home above, he left his throne and who he was to teach us how to love.
As a baby Jesus came, wrapped in swaddling cloth, willingly took on humanity, though he was one with God.
As a baby Jesus came to one day grow to be the savior of the human race, people like you and me.
As a baby Jesus came as God's eternal light that will never be extinguished but forever shine out bright.
As a baby Jesus came as God's eternal life that will reconciling us back to God, giving meaning to our lives.
As a man Jesus died, his blood poured out for all, cleansing and forgiving us, for to this he was called.
We thank him that he came a babe and grew to be a man. And for his sacrificial love, his nail-scarred feet and hands. Through it all, we can live on with Jesus Christ our Lord. The babe that came that first Christmas is what we thank him for.
Luke 2, verses 15 to 20. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger.
And when they had seen it, they made it known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those sayings which were told them by the shepherds.
But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them.
Not only on Christmas Day. Lord, this is my prayer, not only on Christmas Day, but until I see you face to face, may I live my life this way.
Just like the baby Jesus, I ever hope to be resting in your loving arms, trusting in your sovereignty.
And like the growing Christ child, in wisdom daily learning, may I ever seek to know you with my mind and spirit yearning.
Like the Son so faithful, let me follow in your light, meek and bold, humble and strong, not afraid to face the night, nor cowardly to suffer or stand for truth alone, knowing that your kingdom awaits my going home. Not afraid to sacrifice, though great may be the cost, mindful how you rescued me from broken-hearted loss.
Like my risen Savior, the babe, the child, the Son, may my life forever speak of who you are and all you've done.
So while this world rejoices and celebrates your birth, I treasure you the greatest gift unequaled in your worth.
I long to hear the same words that welcomed home your son. Come, good and faithful servant, your master says, well done. And may heaven welcome others who will join with me in praise because I live for Jesus Christ, not only Christmas Day.
Thank you.
Matthew 5:14-15. You're the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house.
Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Psalms 27:1. This, then, is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. John 1:5.
John 8:12.
Then Jesus spoke unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that follow me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life.
Blazing, let's raise our candles. All right, so I'm not having closing, but just we have been doing our Sunday school a little bit different, where these kids won't be joining the congregation here today, but they will continue Sunday school with the school year, and we'll be going till end of school year. But we still wanted to hand them their Bibles here today, and so these Bibles are for you guys to take care of. I know you got one many years ago from Sunday school, but now these ones are either a chain reference or a study Bible. Just remember, the study portion is not God's word, but it's men that are, it's opinions, so just use it. But remember that God's word is the main part of the scriptures. So we'll hand these out here. If you come forward, Tegan. Patrick. Abby. Nathan. Aiden. Josh. Amber. Tasha. Yeah, you have to shake your dad's hand too. Travis. And Rosalind. All right. Thank you, guys. May be seated. Head back up there. Just one announcement or two announcements here. No Sunday school will be December 25th, next Sunday, and also January 1st. So January 1st, there will be a bit of a program running here after the church service. So there will be one service at 10 o'clock. And then there will be a short New Year's program to follow, some baby dedication, memory of lost loved ones, and some of the youth will be doing some songs as well. So, and then I'll call up Ken Funk for closing.
To the parents that picked up their kids, don't forget to bring them back to Sunday school for some goodie bags.
You did a very good job of bringing the Christmas story out this evening, and I want to thank you. I want to thank the teachers for taking the time to teach the students. I just want to highlight a few verses that you used as you presented the program. In Luke chapter 2, verse 11, it says, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." That was his mission. His mission was to come and to seek and to save that which was lost, and that was us, because of the separation of sin that happened already way back in Genesis. So he came for a mission. He came to do a job, and he had 33 years, and then he completed it, and then he went back to heaven. So he came to save each one of you individually. And then if we drop down to verse 15, it says, "And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." This evening you have made known unto us what the Christmas season is all about. And if there's anybody here, like was already said at the opening, if there's anybody here this evening that does not know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, it's been brought forward. Jesus came to save. And even though you brought it forward and you knew almost all your parts off by heart, have you received Jesus Christ? And if you have, then verse 17, it says, "And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child." So now it's our duty as those that have received that gift and accepted Jesus Christ to make it known to everybody else, and that's what you've done today. You were all a preacher this evening. Like it or not, you were a preacher. You brought it forward to the congregation, the story of the birth of Christ. And it wasn't just the birth that's important, it's the cross, what he came to do on the cross for you and I. Like I said, I want to thank you for a job well done. Keep looking up and keep being that light that you said at the end here. Keep that candle lit. And if it becomes dim, go to the source. Some of you were handed Bibles. This is a toolbox. You can use in anything that you decide to do in life. This is your toolbox to have a good and a prosperous life. Everything that you need to know about life is in here. Never forsake it. And I want to thank the parents for coming and bringing your child to Sunday school. You are responsible for your child's well-being. So keep it up, but don't just rely on the Sunday school and the church to teach your children. Do your part as well. Do you know the scriptures? Are you teaching your children? I want to thank you, and I want to wish you all a blessed Christmas and a spiritually prosperous new year. Let's bow for a closing prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for each child that you have brought to this church. We thank you for each parent that has made it a priority to bring their child to the church to learn of you, and to fellowship with one another, and to grow together, becoming more and more like your precious Son, Jesus Christ. Help us to stay strong, help us to keep our focus on you, and help us, and especially the children, to be a light in this world, so that the people that are walking around in darkness, that they will be attracted to the light. And we pray that you will give the children and the adults the words to speak if we are asked, what does that light mean? We praise you and we honor you. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Thank you.